ends this shiur should be especially for Amin Arvus Shiachyu, Ishmas Maris Esther Bas Rabshumar, Shana Bas Gunnar, Moshe Yerubin Peshadina, Bracham Batzalom Asay Yadav, Shoshana Bas Sada, Rufu Shlem, Tzvi Ben Yitl, Moshe Ben Malik, Rufu Shlem, Vesach Shechalei Yisrael. We're going to be discussing the inyan of Purim, Misas Moshe, Leida Chadasha, beautiful ideas based on Torah of Agar of Moshe Zatzal. It says in Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Bey, Sipur Pur Agar, Al Tana Kevin Shana Fal Pur B'Chodesh Adar Samach Simcha Gadol. Haman said, "Oh, it's Adar. That's the month Moshe died. So this must be a great month for me to knock out the Jewish people." And he didn't know that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born. Rashi writes, "Kedaya Leida Shetachaper Al Amisa," that the birth can atone for the death. It says here in the Gemara that the great Simcha would have been true. It would have been a good reason to be happy. But in the end, it wasn't, because Moshe Rabbeinu was born. So we have to understand, what's this inyan of Kedai HaLeida Teshechaper Al Amisa? And Rashi says that it's okay, really, there's a reason to be happy because it's his day of death. But the Leida is Mechaper on the Misa. It says in the Medrash that the birth atones for the death. It says in the Medrash, Rebbe HaYoshev V'Darish. Rebbe was darshaning, people were falling asleep. And he said there was a girl in Egypt who had 600,000 children in her stomach. There was one Talmud, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi. And he said, "Who was that?" And he said, "That was Yocheved, because she gave birth to Moses, who was worth 600,000 Jews." Rabbi wanted to be Ma'ir the Tzibur. So he said that there was this woman who had 600,000 children. So Bapashtis, we understand, he wanted to wake them up. So he said something unbelievable. And the Talmud said, "New Rebbe, what does this mean?" The Rebbe answered, "That's Yocheved. She gave birth to Moshe, who's worth 600,000. Moshe was Makabel the Torah, it's called Torah's Moshe, and it was on behalf of 600,000 people. One person would have been missing, Chazal tell us, no Kabbalah Satorah. So there's Shishim Ribo Makabele Torah. There were Imam at Har Sinai. And they all knew the whole Torah. It says in the Medrash that when they heard Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Torah was stuck in their hearts. And they lost their Yetzirah also. No Yetzirah, and they remembered their Torah. And each person has their own unique understanding of Torah. So 600,000 people are accepting it. 600,000 people are accepting it, each in their own unique way. Kishem Shem Pratzufam Shavin, Kach Deosam Shishdein, Datam Shavit, the Medrash says. Everybody has a different way of looking at it. And this was all given at once to 600,000, with each perspective, and Moshe Rabbeinu encompasses all of that. It says that everything that a Talmud is Mechadesh, Moshe was already given to Moshe at Sinai. The Chadesh is the whole Tzuras Havana, Sheshayachas lo b'misuyam, your own Chiddush, your own Mahalach, your own Tzigang, your own approach. It's all given to Moshe. And that's what it means. There was a woman who had 600,000 children, and that was Yocheved. Meaning all 600,000 approaches to Torah are all encapsulated in Moshe Rabbeinu, all included in Moshe. So each person has a little bit of Moshe in them. There's a little bit of the Tzuras Adam of Moshe in us, because each Havana of Torah, each approach, was already given to Moshe, and we have that. We have one approach. We have our unique perspective on matters, our narrative, as they call it today. So it wasn't just that Rebbe was waking the tzibur up with a nice idea. He was saying something a little wacky, but chas v'shalom, that it should just be wacky. It was something that he wants to be ma'orah them. Not only that they should stop dozing off in gashmius, but they should stop dozing off in ruchnius. Pasuk says, "Ani yesheva v'libi er." I'm sleeping, but my heart is awake. הרובד הזה שנמצא בחיותו של כל אחד ואחד מאיתנו, העומק הזה של הצורה הפנימית של הנפש, this depth that every person has, that's for Moshe Rabbeinu, that's for Libi Er, that's my heart is awake, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a davar pashut. When you want to wake somebody who's sleeping, you wake him up with something that hasn't fallen asleep yet. If a person's completely sleeping, you can't wake him up. You can only wake him up with something that is still awake. That the sleep hasn't overpowered. And then you go to that part that's still partially awake, and then that part wakes the rest of him up. When a person falls asleep completely, he's gone. There's nothing to talk to him about. The guy's in a coma, you can't wake him up. But a person who's not in a coma, so there's a part of him that's still awake, but he's also sleeping. Rebbe wanted to awaken the people with a part of them that wasn't sleeping yet. Ani yeshena v'libi er, that part of them that's still awake, that heart, to be pointed to the heart, to turn to the heart, that they might be sleeping, but their heart is awake. Moshe Rabbeinu corresponds to 600,000 people. So the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died is the month that Klal Yisrael Kaviyachol died. That's Haman Simcha. Haman said, Moshe's dead, and we all have a little bit of Moshe in us, so we're all dead. So he said, this is great. Hashmid la'rogu la'abed. But he didn't know Moshe Rabbeinu was born also then. In the Mishnah at the beginning of Avos, it says, Moshe kibbutz Torah mi'Sinai, Masura li'Yoshua. Yoshua l'zakeinim, zakeinim l'nevim, nevim masura l'anshei kness ha'gadola. Until Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, as long as the Torah was in the hands of Yehoshua, Zekanim and Nevi'im, that was a Hemshech of Moshe Rabbeinu. Navi Mikirbo Me'achecha Kamoni, in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is one who's speaking. I'm going to give you a Navi like me, a love to Shimon. G'chol asher ashalta mi'im Hashem Elokecha b'chorev b'yom ha'kol le'emar lo'osif l'shmo az'kol Hashem Elokai. Ve'eseish HaGadolah azos l'arod b'tevelo amus. Ve'om Hashem Elai tibu asher diberu, Navi akim lahem, mikerev acheim kamochem, nasati dvarai b'fiv. V'dibur aleim is kol asher atzavenu. So it's going to be a hemshech to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Nevi'im are a hemshech to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Moshe says in the pasuk. Navi akim lehem mikerev acheim kamocha. There's going to be a Navi like you. And these Nevi'im are going to be a Hemshech of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe kibbutz Torah mi'Sinai, mi'Sinai Yisrael Yeshua. V'Nevi'im misaru l'Anshei Knesset HaGadolah. It says, Moshe kibbutz Torah mi'Sinai, u'misaru l'Yoshua. First there was a Kabbalah mi'Sinai, then it was a Mesira to Yoshua, v'Yeshua l'Zakenim, b'li misara. And then Zakenim l'Nevi'im, b'li misara. And then Nevi'im misaru l'Anshei Knesset HaGadolah. So Mesira was only said, this passing over was only said from Moshe to Yoshua, and from the Nevi'im to Anshei Knesset HaGadolah. Before Shemar Medayik, that Yoshua wasn't a Hemshech of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a Mesira. In other words, the Torah passed on from Moshe to Yoshua. It wasn't a Hemshech. Yoshua's Kenel and Nevi'im is a Hemshech. Nevi'im to Anshei Knesset HaGadolah is not a Hemshech. In other words, until now, Ad the Nevi'im v'ad b'chlal, it was a Mesira of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over. In other words, that's the giving over of Moshe. It wasn't on his level, but Mesara, he passed it over to Yoshua, that Yoshua should continue. Not as a direct continuation of Moshe, that's impossible, but as an indirect continuation, Mesira. He gave it over, passed the baton. Nevi'im were like Yoshua. Zkenim le'Nevi'im. Moshe was so Yeshua Shula Zakanim. The Zakanim were like Yoshua. No Mesira. So it's Mamasha Hemshech, Mamasha continuation. Skanim l'nevim, mamish ahemshech. And nevim is sarul on shekinas gadol. Once again, they pass the baton from the nevim to shekinas gadol. And then, now is a new shlav in the Torah. There was the shlav of Moshe. That's the first stage. It's the highest. Then stage two is to Yoshua, to the Zekanim, and to the Nevi'im. And then stage three is the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. And we know Anshei Knesset HaGadola is the end of Torah Shebichsav, the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh. And now you all start with the Man D'Amrim. V'Emar M'Shalosh Dvarim, right? We start Anshei Knesset HaGadola. They're the first Man D'Amrim. The first people who are speaking on their own. And then Shimon HaTzadik is an individual. He was Mishari Knesset HaGadola. He was left over from the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. He said three things. Antigone Shisocha was Makabo Mishimon HaTzadik. And then the Zugos, Yossi ben Yoezer, Yisrei, the Yossi ben Yochanan Yishushalayim. They're already in the time of the polemic against the Greeks. Each of them said three things. V'chein hol v'hol until Shammai v'hil v'shammai. So again, this is Torah Shebaal Peh. This is when the individuals, not Torah Shebichsav, when it's heteronymous, it's divine, it's coming from God. These are where the individuals say their own piece. Torah Shebaal Peh. And then you get to Hillel and Shammai. The Gemara says, "Misharabu Talmidei Shammai v'Hillel Shelo Hashem Shukol Tzorach and Rabba Machlokas b'Yisrael." V'nasa Torah k'shtei Torahs. Torah became like two. Until then, there was no machlokas, and then it started being a huge machlokas. There was one machlokas in a sort of marginal din, a din that's not ikar. That passed from five generations, from Yossi ben Yoezer Yisrael and Yossi ben Yochanan Yishushalayim until Hillel and Shammai. But really, primarily, machlokas started in time of Hillel and Shammai. We know, and it's clear, that the ribu and nifla ba'atzim shel Torah, we call Torah Shebaal Peh, that's what you find in your heart. That's why Reb Tzadok says, aliba, it's on a person's heart. What do you mean aliba? Aliba means according to an Aramaic. Really means that in a person's heart. In the Yerushalmi, the lashon is a daita, but in the Bible, the lashon is a liba, in the heart. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. These are his. These are the words of God, and these are the words of the living God. It's in his heart. Torah Shebaal Peh comes from the lev. Mikol mishmar nitzor libecha ki mimenu totzos chayim. Guard your heart, because that's where life comes from. That's where Torah comes from. Your heart. You call Mishmar from every guarding Nitzor Libecha. You have to guard your heart in all type of ways. Until then, until this man that the Nevi'im gave over to Yanshei Knesset HaGadola, Torah wasn't said in the name of specific people. Torah wasn't coming from their chiyus. They were in Mechadesh Divrei Torah. The chiddush is that they understood it. They were in Mechadesh. And then Nevi'im Mesurul Anshei Knesset HaGadola, and then they start saying their own Torah. That's a Hemshech of Mamad Har Sinai. First, the Torah is received from above. And then starts the Chedushim of the Talmidim, of Anshei Knesset HaGadola and Vayter. Originally, there were no Machlokos, because everything was clear from above. Because it wasn't each person with his own opinion. And then we start with their own opinions. Jews have their own opinions. So, you know, two Jews, three opinions. Then Nevi'im gave it over to Anshei Knesset HaGadola, and Torah Shebichsav ended. Nevu'ah ended. And now Torah doesn't come from above anymore. It's no more Nevu'ah. Now it comes from within, from the lev. We know the famous Medrash Tanchum and Shemin Noach that everyone quotes, all the Sfarim quoted. The Machshava Sfarim, the Musa Sfarim, the Chassidish Sfarim. It's a sheer hallow for Torah Shebaal Peh, that it comes from darkness, it comes from hard work. You want to understand Torah, it's hard work. You learn Dafyomi with the Tosis and with the Ran and with the Rashba. And you go Vaita, you go to Pnei Yoshua, you see where Prime says in the Sukkah. You go deeper, you ask here, you ask there. You see the different Shittas Rishonim. Different ways of understanding them. Afgamina lemaisas. It's hard, a hard work, Torah Shebaal Peh. We had Nevuah, Nevuah came from above. Now it has to come from our own Yegiya, from our own toil. Comes from darkness. Am Olchim B'Choshech Ro or Gadol. That's Torah Shabbat Peh. We're in the darkness now. We don't have Nevuah. L'shichno Sidushu Vasa Shama. Ramban brings Drashas Chazal. Tidushu Drosh Dura Dorosh Al Pi Anavi. Yachol Tamti Nach Yom Elcha Navi Tamilom L'shichno Sidushu Vasa Shama. Drosh Matzav Akach Yom Elcha Navi. Chena Tamoitze B'David. So you should demand it. You should seek it out Al Pi Navi. I might think you should wait until the Navi tells you no. Go, seek it out. And then the Navi will tell you. Drosh, first seek it out, and then the Navi will tell you. First you have to toil, and then the Navi brings, the Hashem brings a Navi who's going to tell us. That's when there was Nevuah. And then it says, V'chein atam otzei b'David. Yemeteng shnas la'afa, la'afapa, la'inai, la'afapai, tumura, adem samokam Hashem, mishkanos la'vir Yaakov. It says about David HaMelech, he was mitziyageya, to find the right place for the Beis HaMikdash, he was toiling. If you don't toil in Torah, you're getting nowhere. What is a person going to do if he's Dalek Hashonos? People like me, not so bright. The answer is work hard and you get somewhere. We see that Meshach Kol Adoros, people who work hard, they get somewhere. I don't want to start saying names of Gedolim, who were not supposed to be the most intelligent guys in the world, not the highest IQs. They worked hard and they became much bigger Gedolim than people with much higher IQs. Yerushalmi at the end of Hori, it says in the pasuk, "Atem nitzav mayom kuchem lufnei Hashem elokechem roshechem shivtechem zekinechem shechem kol ish Yisrael." The Moshe was makdim roshim lezekanim, and Yeshua was makdim zekanim leroshim, like it is in Yeshua 24:1. By Moshe, first with the zekanim, first with the roshim, roshechem, and then shiv, and then zekinechem. Yeshua is fakir, first the zekanim, then the roshim. Yerushalmi says, "El malei kasev haya asur lomar zos." Not for the fact that it was written, we also to say this. Listen to this. Moshe adei shalom nisiyageya b'talmud Torah hikdim roshim lezikanim. Yoshua adei shenisiyageya b'talmud Torah hikdim zikanim l'roshim. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't misiyageya in learning. How are you allowed to say such a thing? Moshe Rabbeinu, it says in the Yerushalmi, wasn't misiyageya in his learning. And Yoshua was. Rosh is an Adam Chashuv. A Zaken is a person who's a Talmud Chacham. Zaken is a bigger Talmud Chacham than the Adam Chashuv. So Kiviyachal, the Yerushalmi is saying here, Yeshua toiled. So he was Makdim Zakenim L'Rashim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had that clarity, Min HaShemayim. But Yeshua didn't have that same clarity. He had to work hard. He had a Rebbe. Moshe Rabbeinu's Rebbe was the Ribono Shel Olam. Yeshua's Rebbe was Moshe. When you're learning with Hashem, so then you have this divine help, obviously. But when you're learning with Yeshua, when you're learning with a Rebbe, so you have to work hard. Rambam writes in his Perush Mishnayos, a religious man, Azariah, Arayni Kiven Shivim Shani, was Misiyageya B'Torah, and his whole body became old. He was 18, he looked like 70 because he worked so hard in learning. The Graz Megala, that the reason that we have to be toiling in Torah is because Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rack. He hit the rack. Should have spoken to the rack. If he would have spoken, then the words would have become clear and we would have been able to learn Torah just with Dibur. Without Yegiya, just speech. But now there was a hitting. It has to come out with difficulty. You have to be make. The hakaz, the yegiya, is the toil, the shvitz over a sugya. In those days of Achashverosh that we're talking about, when there was Gzeres Haman, the Torah was already bidei anshei kenes hagadola. The Torah was already given over to them. No more nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer in the world. When there's no longer a nevuah, says no longer Moshe Rabbeinu. But this death of Moshe Rabbeinu brought the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Anshei Knesset HaGadol. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. Divrei Chachamim Kedarbanus Kamasmerus Netuim Bale Asufus Nidu Miro Echad. Famous pasuk at the end of Koheles. First it says Masmeros Netu. The words of Chachamim are like Darbonos, like a prod of an axe. Kamasmerus Netuim like ra, like nails that are stuck in the ground. Chibur. So you have this nail that's stuck in the ground. It's very strong. It's a masmer and it's natua. It has the mile of being planted, so it spreads out like plant something planted. And it has the mile of a nail that it's stuck in very strongly. Balei Asufas the Medrash says, Emasem natuim divrei Torah, ba'adam azeh, ba'adam azeh, b'zman shebaleim nesafim, kol zman shabu kaimu ya maflik lomer, kol zman shenitzur chayu rabbi lefani v'ni sholo. So when are they planted? When the masters are taken away, in other words, when the Rebbe dies, and he has to work hard. When the Rebbe's alive, he just asks the Rebbe. The Rebbe tells him the pshat. That's Balei Asufos. You know, when they're planted well, when the Rebbe is taken away, and they have to work hard. And that's the secret of the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu. The death of Moshe Rabbeinu was molded Ha'arech Hadasha, Kabbalah HaTorah. Od Gilui Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. Kedai Du'a Leida Shetachaber Al Amisa. Leida's Mechaber Al Amisa. Moshe Rabbeinu died, that's the end of Torah Shebichsav. But now this Torah Shebaal Peh, now it's our own work. He was also born on that day, meaning there's always going to be a new birth. After Torah Shebichsav, after the Ha'ar of Nevu is gone, after those who continue the legacy of Moshe Rabbeinu are gone, now we work hard. It says in the time of the Megillah, Mikan Modar Rabbi Lo Raisa. The Jewish people have an excuse. Shemiyazminim ledim lamalo kiamtim ashkibaltim. We have a chew. We have an answer, says the Gemara. We were makabel bonus. And this time of the Modar Rabbah is in the time of Haman. And this means, as the Rishonim teach us, the Ramban, we've discussed this in another shir once at length, at least once, I think, two different shirim. We were makabel the Torah many years before. Why is the Modar Rabbah l'araisa so late? Only now in the time of Purim. If we have an excuse to say it at the time, we have an excuse that we were compelled to accept the Torah. The answer is that Modar Rabbah l'araisa was revealed then. Time of Purim. We're makabel the Torah b'bris. Bris has two sides. We're makabel the yoke of Torah, and Hashem gives us whatever He has to give us, kiviyach. Now we received was Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Hamikdash, Nevuah, Torah. Everything comes from Torah. Torah is Mechayev Eretz Yisrael. Torah is Mechayev Nevuah. Torah is Mechayev the Beis Hamikdash. Torah is Mechayev Torah. When it's taken away, it's all finished. Take away Eretz Yisrael. No more Nevuah. There's no Beis Hamikdash. Malka v'sreba goyin ein Torah. There's no Torah. We don't have anything left from Har Sinai. That was the matzav then. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, Perek Chelek, the Ziknei Yisrael came to Yecheskel and Abi, and they said to him, Evet Shagirsha Rabo, Isha Shagirsha Bala, Klum Yeshlem Zal Zeh. We have a master who's a slave, whose master was Megarishim, a woman whose husband divorced. They have any tainas? We were Girshim. You kicked us out. You expelled us. So we have no more Yachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yecheskel says, no. V'hola Arucha Mahayo Lo Siyah. Hashem says, whether you like it or not, I'm going to rule over you. And that was in the time of the Gzeir of Haman. That was the Chema Shfucha. But the Jewish people wanted to be Kechol HaGoyim Beis Yisrael, and then there was this great Tchema Min HaShemayim. And on that the Gemara says, and that's the Modor Rabbi L'Oraisa, that now everything was taken away. So we don't have to keep the Torah anymore. The Torah is Machayev Nevuah, or it's Yisrael, etc. We lost that all. So we don't have to keep the Torah. You're not keeping your side of the covenant, we're not keeping our side. And that the Gemara says, how did Kiblu Abimeach HaShverosh? Kimu v'kiblu Yidim, kimu ma shekiblu kvar. You're makabel Torah Nachama. But then, they were makabel Torah with Etzem Achayim. It wasn't from the outside. It wasn't heteronymous. It was autonomous. That's really the best. That's the strongest Kabbalah Satorah. It's to come from the inside. And from the outside. It's forced from the outside. It doesn't last. It has to come from the inside. Torah Chaim, that it's their lives. And that's the rebirth. And that's the Hemshech of Moshe Rabbeinu. You already left the world. But now there's a new birth that's coming. Torah Shebaal Peh, of accepting it with our own free will, of working hard at it. Rav Moshe always used to say that the Gzeira of Lahashmi Laharog Ulaabed was never retracted. There's a rule. The king makes a decree, it's not retracted. All that was said was, Jews are allowed to defend themselves, but that decree still exists. And it still exists to this day. And we know there are plenty of people walking around who would like that decree to be fulfilled. Lahashmi Laharog Ulaabed is Kol HaYehudim. And then if the Jewish people say that they want to be like the Goyim, Kechol HaGoyim Beis Yisrael, we want to serve wood and stone. God says, no. Chayani num Hashem Elokim v'liot chazaka v'nizron atuya v'chem ashvuchem loch aleichem. Either it's going to be sweet or it's not going to be sweet, but we're going to remain Jews. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Im Yisrael osim shuv negalim, im lav ein negalim. Amale Rabbi Yoshua, Im eres in shuv ein negalim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamid lemelech koshe, melech shigdorosev koshes kahaman. Yisrael osim tshuva machzirin lemutav. One opinion says we have to do tshuva. And the other opinion says Hashem is going to be mamid a melech that's going to bring us to tshuva. It's much better not to wait for the melech. It's better to do it on our own. So that's really the Kedayu aleida shidchaper ala misa, as we started. The leida, the birth. The rebirth of Torah Shebaal Peh after the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. The stoppage of Nevuah. And there's this rebirth of Torah Shebaal Peh. A new shlav. Now it's us. It's coming from us. This hadar kiblu abimeach HaShverosh. It's done out of love. Torah Shebaal Peh is accepted out of love. And even though there's darkness, there's so much darkness. And you see the sugya, especially in the olden days, before art school, before all these gemaras that made it so easy. But you see this long, one long run-on sentence almost, all shas, from the beginning to the end, no commas, no periods. Occasionally we have Rachmanis, you have a two dots. And then you have the Langa Toisisim. They say in Yiddish, Lang vi de Golis. Sometimes these Toses, like in Maruba, are as long as the Golis. And you go through them painstakingly, each word, each line, each question, each teretz. And you work hard, and then you see the light. It's not coming from the outside anymore, it's coming from the inside, and that's really the avoda. We already got our gifts from Shemayim. We had our Nisim. We had our Niflos. We had our Yetzias Mitzrayim. We had our Nevuahs. We had our, and now we have to find it on our own. Now we have to just make our way through the darkness. That's the Avod of Purim. That's the Simcha of Purim. And that's how we overcome our enemies. And not Chas V'Shalom to assimilate. Nehiyeh Kechol HaGoyim Beis Yisrael. But rather to look inside of us, look inside each one of the Shishim Ribo, to find your Chelek in Torah, your special Havana, and contribute that as being one aspect, one facet of the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was shekel to equal to 600,000, like we saw in the Medrash. So we should be zelcha b'karav v'meherav yameinu amir t'shem, see the gilui of Ro'o Kol Ameres. V'nigla kvod Hashem, v'ro'o kol b'sar yachtav kipi Hashem diber, meherav yameinu amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetness, most beloved friends.